MakingAScene.org presents a deep dive review of the Slate VSX headphone system. Okay, so if you're making music at home, maybe you're an indie artist, producer, engineer, you probably felt that pain. You know, you spend hours, maybe days, getting a mix just right in your headphones or on your monitors.
Oh, yeah. Every little detail, perfect.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then you take it to your car or you listen on your phone, maybe just cheap earbuds, and disaster. The whole thing just falls apart. Bass vanishes. Vocals get buried. Feels like wasted time.
That feeling. That's the core problem we're tackling today. It's called the translation problem in audio circles. It's probably the single biggest hurdle for home producers trying to get professional sounding results.
Right. And what makes our source material interesting today is that the reviewer was really clear. They bought this VSX system. It wasn't a freebie, not sponsored content.
Which is great. Gives us a more, you know, honest look.
Yeah, an honest take on whether this VSX thing actually lives up to its promise.
And that promise is pretty huge, isn't it? They're basically saying, forget spending thousands on acoustic treatment or booking expensive studios. We can give you virtual access to world-class rooms and speakers. Like teleportation for your ears.
So Slate is essentially betting their software modeling is better than, well, most of our actual rooms.
That's the bet. And it's a necessary bet because, let's face it, traditional mixing setups at home often fail pretty badly.
Mostly because of the room itself.
Yeah.
Right? The bedroom, the basement.
Exactly. You could have decent monitors, but if you're in a square bedroom or a concrete garage, forget it. Sound bouncing off walls, bass booming in corners, weird reflections everywhere.
So you end up mixing to fix the room sound, not the track sound.
Precisely. You cut frequencies that are only a problem in that space or boost things that get lost, then it sounds wrong everywhere else.
And the common alternative, just using regular headphones, well, that has its own set of issues.
Big issues. Two main ones, really. First, sound placement. Headphones pump sound straight into each ear. It feels, I don't know, stuck inside your head.
You know, not like speakers pushing air in front of you.
Right. Speakers create a soundstage in front. Headphones often give you this weird hyper stereo in your head image. Makes judging panning and depth kind of tricky.
And the second issue?
Frequency response. Most consumer headphones, they're not flat. They're designed to sound good, usually meaning hyped bass, maybe some sparkly treble, which is terrible for mixing because it lies to you about what's actually in your track.
Okay, so you're caught between monitors lying because of the room or headphones lying because of their tuning and weird stereo image.
That's the dilemma. And this is where VSX steps in. They're trying to bridge that gap with, first, very neutral headphones, and second, this really sophisticated software.
A clear window, they hope.
Yeah, a clear window into the mix. But for that window to be clear, the foundation, the hardware, the headphones themselves has to be rock solid.
Okay, let's talk about the actual headphones then, because the physical design seems really important for making this whole virtual thing work.
It's crucial. Everything about them seems purpose-built. They're closed-back, over-ear design.
Closed-back. That's important for isolation, right?
Yeah.
Stopping sound leaking out or in.
Yes, partly for tracking, so the click track doesn't bleed into the mic. But more importantly, for VSX, it creates a consistent, sealed environment around your ear. The software needs that seal for its acoustic modeling to work properly and consistently.
And comfort must be a factor, too, if you're wearing them for hours.
Oh, absolutely. The source mentioned they're sturdy, but actually quite lightweight, good soft cushions, flexible frame. You know, not those head clamp bricks you sometimes get with studio gear.
Right. Nobody wants headphone fatigue after an hour.
Exactly. A good, comfortable seal is functional here. It ensures the acoustics the software is trying to create aren't compromised.
Now, the drivers. The source emphasizes these are custom designed to be super flat, super transparent. Why does that matter so much if the software is just going to change the sound anyway?
Think of it like this. The headphones are the canvas. The software is the paint. If your canvas already has like a big green splotch on it, say, a big bass boost built into the headphones, you can't accurately paint a neutral, detailed picture on top.
Okay. The software needs a perfectly blank, neutral starting point to work its magic accurately.
Precisely. So these drivers are designed for minimal distortion, fast response, full frequency range, 20 hertz to 20 kilohertz. They capture everything faithfully, from deep sub bass to crisp highs, so the software has the pure, uncolored signal it needs.
Got it. So neutral headphones provide the clean slate.
And now we get to the software, the VSX 5.0 plugin. This is where the real teleportation happens.
Okay, this is the bit that sounds like science fiction. How does it actually work in my DAW? And how does it stop that in my head feeling?
Right, first, workflow. This is super important. You do not put this plugin on your main output channel.
Okay, where does it go?
It needs its own dedicated monitors bus. Think of it like your volume control or your room correction software. It's only for you while you're mixing. It should never, ever get printed into the final audio file.
Because then your track would only sound right when listened to through VSX, which defeats the whole purpose.
Exactly. Total disaster. So, monitor bus only. Then, when it's active, the plugin uses really complex algorithms, impulse responses, binaural processing, psychoacoustics, basically digital modeling.
And that's the teleportation.
Yeah. It reshapes the sound coming from the neutral headphones to mimic how sound behaves in a specific modeled space, how it reflects off walls, how different speakers project sound into a room. The key result is that the sound image moves out of your head and appears in front of you.
That's the big trick, making it feel like speakers in a room.
That's the core illusion, and it allows you to judge stereo placement, depth, and balance much more like you would on actual monitors. Plus, the consistency is amazing. Instant perspective shifts without moving an inch.
And the rooms it gives you access to aren't just generic spaces, right? They're modeled on real places.
That's a huge part of the appeal. You get simulations of professional studios.
Yeah.
Think high-end control rooms, perfectly treated acoustics, super expensive monitors, the kind of places maybe in LA, Nashville, New York.
The dream mixing environments.
Right. But maybe even more useful for the average home producer are the consumer setups.
Huh? Like checking how it sounds on a phone.
Exactly. Laptop speakers, cheap earbuds, phone speakers. You can instantly hear how your mix translates to those, you know, real-world listening conditions. Is a vocal clear? Is the bass audible at all?
That immediate A-B comparison must be invaluable.
Totally. And then there are the real-world checks, like the classic car test.
No more bouncing the mix, running out to the car?
Nope. Just click a button. You get simulations of different car stereos, even club PA systems. Check the low-end translation. Check the impact. It saves so much time and guesswork.
Okay, so you can flip between an amazing studio, your car, and crappy earbuds in seconds. That's powerful. But there's another layer you mentioned, personalization.
Mm-hmm.
The ear adjustment.
Yeah, this is fascinating. It tackles a fundamental problem. Even if the simulation of the room and speakers is perfect, your ears aren't the same as my ears.
Oh, so?
Everyone's outer ear shape, the pinna, and even the ear canal itself is slightly different. These unique shapes affect how high frequencies especially reach your eardrum. It's called your head-related transfer function, or HRTF.
So my personal ear shape could subtly change how I perceive the perfect simulation.
Correct. Especially those crucial high frequencies that affect clarity and imaging. So the VSX software has this ear adjustment feature. It lets you fine-tune the simulation's response slightly to better match your individual hearing profile.
The source used a great analogy for this, like prescription glasses.
That's the perfect way to put it. The headphones are the high-quality frames. The software simulation is the basic lens technology. But the ear adjustment, that's tailoring the prescription specifically for your eyes or ears in this case.
Making sure what you hear through the system is the accurate truth so your mixed decisions translate properly.
Exactly. It bridges that final gap between the perfect virtual model and your unique biological hearing. It's pretty clever stuff.
Okay, so let's pull this together into workflow. How does using VSX actually feel when you're mixing? The source described it almost like a cheat code.
It does feel a bit like that because it speeds things up so much. Say you're working on the low end. You dial it in using the big, accurate Pro Studio simulation, get the kick and bass sitting nicely.
Mm.
Then one click, you switch to the crappy earbuds model and you instantly hear, oh wait, the bass guitar completely disappears on small speakers.
The classic home studio nightmare realization.
Right. But instead of guessing, you click back to the Pro Studio, maybe adjust the low mids on the bass, add a little harmonic distortion so it cuts through better, click back to the earbuds. Yep, now I can hear it. Then check it in the car model. Okay, sounds good. Decision made in like 30 seconds.
Instead of half an hour of exporting and running around.
Exactly. And the reviewer's own experience backed this up. They specifically mentioned that mixes done entirely within VSS translated really well to their physical systems, different monitors, their car.
That's the ultimate test, isn't it? Does it actually work in the real world?
That's the proof. And for indie musicians or home producers, the benefits are huge. Massive cost savings on room treatment and monitors. Huge time savings by eliminating that export listen tweak cycle.
It basically removes some of the biggest environmental obstacles.
It focuses your time on the actual mixing, not fighting your room or second-guessing your monitoring.
Okay, but let's play devil's advocate. No tool's perfect. What are the downsides or the learning curve? The source mentioned initial overwhelm.
Yeah, that's common. When you first get it, you have all these amazing rooms and speakers available. The temptation is to constantly flip between all of them for every little decision.
Analysis paralysis.
Totally. You end up overthinking tiny details because one speaker model sounds slightly different from another. The key is to learn maybe two or three environments really well, like one main pro studio, the car, and maybe a small mono speaker like a phone, and trust those.
Makes sense. Learn your tools. What else?
Well, it relies on that psychoacoustic illusion, right? So you need a reasonably quiet environment to mix in. If there's a lot of noise bleeding in, it can kind of break the spell.
And you need that good headphone seal we talked about earlier.
Yep, a good fit is essential. And the final, most important caveat, VSX is a tool to give you accurate monitoring. It's not an auto mix button. It won't magically make you a better mixer overnight.
It shows you the truth, but you still need the skills to know what to do with that truth.
Exactly. You still need good taste, good judgment, and you need to learn what to listen for. It gives you a reliable window, but you're still the one driving.
So wrapping this up, The VSX system sounds ambitious, genuinely useful, tackling that core translation problem with pretty solid hardware and really powerful personalized software.
It seems like a very clever solution, especially for those who can't afford ideal physical listening environments.
Which leads to a final thought, maybe a provocative one for you listening. If world-class studio acoustics and monitoring can now be simulated this effectively and even personalized for your ears, all within a pair of headphones, what does professional studio quality even mean anymore? Is it shifting entirely away from the room and the gear towards purely the skill in the ears of the engineer?
That's a really interesting question about access and the democratization of production quality, isn't it? Maybe the barrier to entry just got significantly lower.
Something to think about. Don't forget to check out the other great articles and resources on makingascene.org, the number one resource for the indie artist and the fans that love them.